Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callender. I'm your host. The Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that's teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world. We are always excited to come in the presence of the Lord. We are always excited to come here and hear from the Lord. You know, hear what the Lord is saying to his church. I was listening to a preacher last night, David Wilkerson, and it's amazing the things that he was saying, so powerful, about the preachers and what they are doing and what they should be doing or what they're not doing. But we thank God and praise God for Blog Talk family that we stay on the word. Oh, Father, we pray today for your blessings. We pray for your mercy and grace to rest upon this here electronic church line. Father, that your word will be always true, that your word will always be powerful, always carry the anointing, O God, that destroy yokes and remove burdens. We pray today for everyone that is sick in their body, and we keep him in there in our prayers. The train that reckon all those people that lost lives, they're keeping their family members in prayer. Because the dead don't need any prayer. The dead is dead. But the family members that are grieving, they need our prayers. We pray today that Father God would just strengthen every one of those that are lost loved ones. And even the ones that don't know that they lost loved ones yet, because they're still going through the wreckage, looking for, searching for the dead, and hopefully they might find somebody that's alive. We are praying for them. Oh God, we pray today that, Lord Jesus, that you would touch the north, the south, the east, and the west, that you would touch everyone that don't know you. And those that know you, touch them, Lord, that they will get closer, closer to you. Lord, we lift up our Apostle Stewart, Pastor Joyce Stewart, Apostle Linda Washington, and Bishop James Washington. We lift up Apostle Millie Jefferson. God, we lift up Shepherdess Holmes. And we lift up, Lord, mighty God, God have the prophetess Jackie and evangelist Tina Woodson. We lift up evangelist Darlene Campbell, minister Andrea Burtmus, Brother Deacon Fraser, Mother Fraser. Oh God, we lift up Evangelist Sheila, and all those, God, that come to the line from time to time and be a witness. We lift up Prophetess Tawanda Anderson over in Louisiana. Prophetess Christina Miracles. God, we lift up the men and women of God that declaring the truth day after day. Holy Father, Holy Father, Holy Father, we pray for your mercy and grace We pray for your everlasting joy to touch us, O God. Keep us, Lord, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, we declare and decree that the Spirit of the Lord would lift up a standard for us. Lord, this is what the Spirit of the Lord does. He is constantly protecting us, shielding us, and keeping us from all the attacks of the enemy. We pray that the strength of the people will continue to be strengthened. Oh, Lord, we pray today that, Father God, that you will meet all of our financial needs. Yes, Lord, we pray that you will meet them because you said in your word that you will supply all our needs, not some of our needs, but you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, Father, you said that you desire that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. So, Father, we thank you today for touching us, for keeping us, for showing us the way, oh God, when there seemed to be no way. We thank you, Father God, for fulfilling your joy in us, oh God. Lord, bless you. We praise you, O God. We ask you today, O God, even right now, Lord Jesus, that you show yourself mighty on this here Blog Talk radio station today, as always, God. We await your presence, O God. We await your presence, O God. For in your presence is the fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come now. Come now and take up your rightful position in this service. Lord, we ask, O God, that you illuminate the words before our very eyes, that we will see what you would have us to see. And even as we worship, go into worship and worship you and lift up your holy name, we ask you to receive the worship, O God. Lord, that you bathe in the worship that comes from our heart, not just the songs that are being played on the computer, but the ones that comes from our heart, O God. We ask, O God, that you continue to watch over our steps, that you continue to guard our steps, order our steps, that you guard our words, O God. Help us to guard our words, O God, the words that we speak, O God, that they will not be offensive to anyone, but they will be edifying, uplifting. Oh, mighty God, we pray today that you speak through us. We are yielding our hearts, mind, body, and soul to you right now. Father, have your way in this service. Bless the unblessable. Save the unsavable. Oh, Father God, those that thought that they would not, they're not able to be saved, that they were too far gone. We ask you, Lord, as you have done for me and for us, you have reached way down into the Mary Claire, and you drew us out, and you put our feet on the rock of Jesus Christ. We ask you, O God, to reach down, way down this morning, and touch someone out there. Lord, even someone that lost a family member, and they had such a hate in their heart for Jesus. Let the love of Jesus come forth now and let them experience his love. All that he has done at Calvary, that they might be saved. And, oh God, we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the praise. And we'll give you all the honor that is so due to your name. In the awesome, mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, how we love you, Lord. How we love you. Oh, how we love you. We love to call your name. We love to sing your praise. Oh, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We love sing your praise, Jesus.
Of the shofar, the ram's horn, the
I realize that Thank you. No, 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 no. the moment so long. Even though you know that I say no, to the one who wants to keep you down. Lift your head and hope you know the moment so long. Even though you got what you gotta do, you have what it takes to make it. Don't lose it. Your moment will come, but don't be surprised when the sun is to fall down.
Praise the Lord. Well, it's not printed. It's got a new print in there. New cartridge in there. I only print one thing on them couple of things that you print, but it's got a fresh and a big cartridge, so it should have enough ink inside of it. Well, let me just get this tea in this cup and see what we got. Jesus, let me get this in the cup. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. He is worthy. I gotta get my teeth together.
Huh? Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I had to get my herb tea together. This will keep me going. We just bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this morning. Thank you for this opportunity to come, O God, and feast at your table, because we know the word of God declares the truth that in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We ask this morning, God, that you would speak to us and speak through us, O God. We, O God, humbly submit our heart, mind, body, and soul to you this morning. We ask you, O God, to use our eyes, our ears, and our lips of clay, that as we decrease, God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would increase on this here electronic church line, O God, and speak, O God, to the four corners of the earth, O God, speak to, O God, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, O God. We thank you for sterilizing the atmosphere with your glorious presence, O God. We thank you for sanctifying the atmosphere, O God, that who breathed this morning, O God, and breathed the word of God this morning, that their lives will never be the same, O God. And Father, we are thanking you and praising you for your precious Son that you have given to us, O God, for the sanctification of our lives, O God. We thank you this morning, O God, as you have separated us from the world, O God, and you are keeping us from temptation, O God. We ask you, O God, to forgive us of all our debts as we forgive our debtors. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen and amen. We bless the Lord for you all this morning. Thank you for being here with us. It could be any other place in the world that you choose to be this morning, but you have made time this morning to be with us, to be in the presence of the Lord. It's a hard day, but we are here. You know, we have to make the best out of every moment that the Lord gives us. As I was watching that train crash the other night in India, I was thinking about how many people, millions upon millions of people in India that don't know Jesus as Lord. Yet there are millions and millions that know God. But I was thinking about the millions and millions that don't know him. They worship some type of different entity. They're worshiping an animal. They're worshiping a tree. They're worshiping some kind of wood god, some god that is made from stone or some precious metal, but not the Jesus that we know. And I begin praying for India, praying for the world, praying for the Muslims. You know, so many Muslims are being converted, giving their lives to Jesus. And they call it underground, the underground church of Iran, of Syria, of Egypt. Oh, God, so many Muslims. And we are just thanking God. And they don't have access to the word of God like we have access to the word. But they're seeking the word. One man take a little New Testament book that was given to him by a Christian who kind of sneaked them into Iran. And several people got saved from that one book, from reading and understanding who Jesus is. We got multiple. I probably got 10 different Bibles on my computer that I download. Some people got, I may have 4 or 5 hard copies. Some people have more than that, but wouldn't even study them. Wouldn't even try to get closer to the one that the Bible speaks about. And this morning we want to talk to you about I am willing to change. What about you? That's the topic that the Lord gave me. I am willing to change. What about you? Something to think about. Because, you know, we can claim that we know the Lord. We can claim that we spend time with him, but we're not changing. We're still the same way. We're going through each day the same way, the same mindset, the same attitude, the same stinking thinking, the same slimy thinking. We're going through the world the same way. But we claim that we know Jesus, that he is our Savior, that we have been born again. Things have not changed. We're still the same way. We're just like when we were using drugs. We're just like when we were stealing. We're just like when we were in the street playing the dice in the cars and we're gambling. We're just like when we were fornicating, committing adultery, lying and all this stuff. We still act the same way. Still got the same stinking attitude. And we're supposed to be changed. The more we claim we are changed, the more we remain the same. Because we are not allowing the one that can change us. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Let's start in the NLT. Hallelujah. He says, we must be a living sacrifice to God. So Paul says, and so dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. And be kind. He will find as and the kind he will set he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship God. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. See, Paul laid this thing down, and I like this in the NLT. He laid this thing down so clear, so plain, that a fool can understand. Because there's only one way that you can really please God. And it starts with submission. Submitting yourself, your body, completely over to him. And that means that we must allow him to change. Go to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. You know the scriptures. I'm just tapping some of these. This is old teaching that I taught years ago. Maybe I don't know. Maybe 7 or 8 years ago I taught this on Blog Talk Radio. But the Lord has got me going back into my old notebooks and looking over stuff that I taught before because he wants to give me, he's given us new revelation of what he is saying to us. Hallelujah, because the older you get and the more mature you get in the kingdom, the more God will reveal to you what he wants you to do. Because why? You don't give a baby steak. But as the baby begins to mature, you move them from the soft carrots and the mashed potatoes, and you might give them a little fish. Fish is not too tough. And then as they get older, you might give them a little piece of chicken. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? And as they get more teeth, you might try them a little piece of steak, but you will somewhat mash the steak so that it become a little soft for them. Now when they get a full mouth of teeth, now you will give them a nice piece of steak, a half a steak or a whole steak, because you know they can even leave the bone in it. You know they can manage to bite the steak off the meat because they mature. It's the same way with the gospel. As we mature, the more we mature in the things of God, the more he reveals to us. Hallelujah. So we are changing day after day. He's taking us from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So here in Psalm 51, what's the scripture I got up there? He says 10. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is David. David is talking to the Lord. He's having a conversation because this is what prayer is all about. And he knows that he needs to be changed. Hallelujah. I'm talking about change. I want to change. What about you? That is the topic. I want to change. What about you? Because folk are still stuck on stupid.
acting the same way. You got folk in the church and you say the wrong thing, their old behaviors come to light surface in a second. They're just like the Incredible Hulk. They're just like the Incredible Hulk. One time he's a doctor, but you do one thing to him and have to take him. All of a sudden he'll tear his clothes off in the church of Green Hulk. You know the picture. He turned to a monster. And some of these folk that call themselves Christians, believers, they're just like the Incredible Hulk. Because they would not allow God to change. That's what I'm saying. I am willing to change. What about you? We have to think about that. David says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. That means change. That is change. He's crying out for change. Because he was keep doing the same things over and over, and he was getting the same results. God had to move his hand. David hiding in the cave. Can't hear from God because he is disconnected from God with sin. And sin will disconnect you. It will disconnect us. Every time we are thinking that we are doing right, we find out we are doing wrong because we would not allow him to change us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of the world, but let God transform you, change you into a new person by changing the way you think. See, your mindset, our mindset, we have to get a new mindset. We are trying to do things, but we are still have the same way of thinking, like I told you before. We have to allow God to change us, give us a new mind, a new heart. Hallelujah, glory to God. He says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. God's will for us is good and pleasing and perfect. Our will for ourselves is not good. It's not pleasing. It's not accessible to God, so he has to do the changing. Hallelujah. I am an air-conditioned plumbing, heating, and cooling air-conditioned technician. This is my trade. This is my gift that God gave to me. Now, if I'm at a house working and something breaks that is requires a carpenter, the customer don't say, well, can you fix it? They don't say, well, go ahead and fix this while you're here. They might ask me, can you fix this? If it's something that I can do, I say, okay, yes, I got my drill, I got my saw, yeah, I can do it. But most likely they would say to me, do you know a carpenter? Hallelujah. Because they know the carpenter can do what they are required. Well, there's stuff you can't do that only God can do. Only God can fix. Only God can change. Yeah. Let's go to Acts chapter 20. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you. You all keep in there in your phrase, okay? I mean, by now you ought to be seeing it on the news, all the stuff that went down, all those hundreds and hundreds of people that died in that train crash. Pray for them. Keep them in your prayer. The train was over 150 years old, and they say it should have been changed, replaced. They have the money and the budget to do it, but you know how those people that are presidents and prime ministers and all that stuff in the governmental offices, they procrastinate when it comes to doing things for the people. This is what government officers do. Here in the book of Acts, chapter 20, we're talking about, I am willing to change. What about you? In other words, God is wanting us to examine ourselves. See where we are in him. Look, take a deep look at our own hearts instead of pointing fingers. Deacon Fraser used to say, every time I point one finger at somebody, four fingers is pointed back at him. Well, instead of pointing our fingers at other people, let us start by pointing the fingers at our own hearts, our own intellect, our own mind. See how our thinking pattern is, how we relate to situations, how we relate to people. Let's look at ourselves. Instead of accusing your wife, your husband, your children, look at yourself first. Examine yourself. We find ourselves going off the wall when something is going on. Instead of taking a deep breath and saying, Lord, show me, tell me what I should do. How should I respond, Lord? Should I respond at all? Because something does not require our response. Here in Acts, Paul says, verse 18, he says, when they arrived, he declared, you know that from the day I set foot in the province of Asia until now, I have done the Lord's work humbly and with many tears. I have endured the trials that came to me from the plots of the Jews. I never shrunk back from telling you what you needed to hear, either publicly or in your homes. I have had one message for Jews and Greeks alike. The necessity of repenting from sin and turning to God, and of having faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, from the day that I set my foot on Asia, I have been the same way. I have continued to preach Jesus. I have continued to preach repentance. I have not changed the way I came. I continue to preach what was given to me. This is what we got to do. If we are not going in the path that Jesus is leading, we need to change. We need to stop and assess our steps. Check our steps and see if our steps are in the footprints of Jesus. See if we are following the path that he has laid down for us. And this is what is happening to a lot, not all the churches. David Wilkerson said last night, he is ashamed. And you all know he was a Caucasian man. He was crying, preaching and crying in the church, big church in New York City. He says it hurt him to the core of his heart to see all of these preachers. And he called the ones that you know and I know too. He said, I have to call out the names. He said, many people don't want you to call the names, but the Bible said we got to call them out. We got to rebuke them openly. He said, it's sad that how the people are using the name of Jesus and the Holy Ghost for their finances, for their financial needs. He says that one man was calling the Holy Ghost some water spout. Calling the Holy Ghost is some other filthy name he put on the Holy Ghost and telling the people, come to the altar so he can pour it on them. They was telling the people, if they don't give, they can't be blessed. It's not in the Bible. The Bible said, give and it shall be given unto you. But then it said, if you don't give, you can't be blessed. Your blessing is not contingent on you, of your giving. The Father gave us Jesus Christ without we doing anything. We done nothing. We sin from morning to night, and the Father sent Jesus to go and lay down his life at the cross. We did nothing. You can't do nothing for make God bless you. That's his heart. His heart is the heart of love. He says here in this word, I have had one message for Jews and Greeks alike. The same message. He didn't change the message. Some people, they preach a certain way when they ask certain types of certain types of buildings or edifice. If the edifice has nice velour seats and nice carpet and everything is real nice, you know, they try to be real prolific. They come up with all these big words and the release of Greek and the Hebrew and all types of stuff because they want the preacher to be read about them, and I say, oh my, preacher said, well, she really preached. Whether you hear how she was preaching, hear how he was preaching. They go to the little church that only has 50 people, and they can't wait to get out, get their check and go. Paul says, I preach the same message. I preach the same way. I preach about repentance, and I preach about the cross. I preach the same message. I have not changed. I continue in the same vein. See, as I said, if you, we not in this vein, if we're not on the path of righteousness, we ought to take a check. Check our own hearts, our own motives, and see why are we walking this way, why things happening this way. People take a break from the line, I still continue. People go on vacation, I still continue. We still continue. Why? Because this is the vein that Christ is on. He wants the word to go over the internet. He wants the word to go through Zoom. However you're doing it, he wants the word to go. Because the days are short. Night is fastly approaching. We have to get the word out there. Every chance that you get to teach and preach the gospel, you ought to jump up and say, okay, I'm ready, Pastor. I'm ready. I'm ready, Evangelist. I'm ready. I'm ready, teacher. I'm ready to do my thing. Because somebody must hear the truth. And God has placed his truth in your belly. Regurgitate it. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let the water flow so somebody can drink. Listen to Paul speak. He says, and now I am bound by the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. I don't know what awaits me. It could be a life sentence. It could be imprisonment. But Paul said, I'm bound to go. I have to go. That's what he's saying. I'm not moving. I have an assignment to teach and preach the gospel. I have to teach it. I want to win souls. I want souls to come. The Bible says he that winneth souls and wives. I want people to be saved. I want people to be sanctified. I want people to be sterilized on the inside. Not on the outside. The fancy dresses. Every time you go, you have a different wig. Different. Can't go to church unless you toenails and fingernails are fixed. You can't go to church unless you have lipstick and blush and all that crap on your face. You can't go unless you have a new suit. You have to change a different suit every weekend. Who you're trying to impress? What about your heart? Is there any change taking place in your heart? But we got to have new alligator shoes, new crocodile shoes, new J.C. Penney, new all type of stuff. Stacey Adams, you carry on all this stuff because you're trying to impress the women, trying to impress the men. But what about God? Where's your heart? Is any change taking place in your heart? This is what we're talking about. He says, except that the Holy Spirit tells me in city after city that jail and suffering lies ahead. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. The work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Hear what Paul is saying. This isn't coming out of the NLT. Acts chapter 20. We have to tell the good news. This is what we are called to do. We're not called to talk this prosperity stuff, name it and claim it. And we tell the people, oh, if you give. If you give, you're going to get the job you've been waiting for. If you just sow a seed for the job you want, if you just sow a seed for the car you want, like you can bribe God. God is going to bless because he told me that. God is going to bless us. We are his children. And he already told us that we're going to be blessed through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To our forefathers. But it's his mindset that he said, I want to bless you. He said, beloved, above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. God wants to bless us. So we don't have to go up there and listen to people say, if you give $1,000, God going to give you $10,000. It's not in the Bible. Listen for the truth. If it's not in the Bible, leave it alone. Hallelujah. All of us are not going to be healed on this side of the grave. All of us are not going to be healed on this side. Even though God wants us to walk in healing, we're going to be spiritually healed, but our flesh is not going to be healed on this side. All of us, some of us that get cancer or some kind of leukemia or heart problems, it's not going to be healed on this side of the grave. But we're going to be spiritually healed. Hallelujah. It is God's desire that we be healed. That we be part of. Some of us is not going to get the millions, but we're going to be spiritually rich. Hallelujah. And we spiritually heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to what he said, verse 25. He said, and now I know that none of you to whom I have preached the kingdom will ever see me again. Hallelujah, glory to God. I declare today that I have been faithful. If anyone suffer eternal death, it's not my fault. Hear what Paul is saying. Why is he saying this? Because he has spoken the truth to them. He has told them about the way to eternal life. And if they reject the way, he's not responsible. This is where we got to tell people all the time about Jesus Christ. We got to tell them about the cross. Hallelujah. We got to tell them about sin. Hallelujah. You tell them about the Corvette. Oh, these cars are coming out so nice. The new cars are coming out are so awesome. They got all these computers and all this stuff. You can't carry neither one of them with you. My car's loaded with stuff. Air conditioning seat, heat seats, all kind of stuff in the car. If I cross over tomorrow, I can't take that. They can put it in the hole if they want to. But there's no highways down there for me to drive. There's no highway in the ground. And you can't drive it when you're dead. We got to get this life right with Jesus. Let me go into this word, Lord, verse 27. He says, for I didn't shrink back from declaring all that God wants you to know. See, the key is that we got to tell them what God says. We got to say what God is saying. It's in the book. He's still speaking. The word is alive. It's sharp. Than a two-edged sword. This word is cutting. It's in us. It's in him. And he put it in us. What he says, you are of God, little children, for you have overcome them. For greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's the spirit of God. The power, the authority. The know-how is inside of each and every one of us that call on Jesus and call him Lord and Savior. And in obedience, we call him in obedience. Hallelujah. He says, so guard yourself and God's people. Feed and shepherd God's flock, his church, purchased with his own blood, over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as elders or keepers. Why did he say this? He said, I know that false teachers and vicious wolves will come in among you after I leave, not sparing the flock. We can't allow everybody to come and teach and preach. Some just want to take advantage of the sheep. Because when they're good, they say that they're well versed in the scriptures. Preachers, people, congregational members just want to get close to them. And they're telling them how to sow into their lives, sow into their ministry. That's all they're concerned. They ain't concerned about the people's souls. Not all you all. I know you all on this line. You're saved and sanctified. Your blood bought. And your mindset is to see people's souls. That's what God wants. God said he's going to take care of us. Listen, let's go somewhere. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Let's use a lot of Bibles, King James Version. Philippians chapter 4. Hallelujah. You can't believe that I'm not leaving till the 16th of this month, and I got my stuff already packed because I had to be ready. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. He said, finally, my brethren, King James Version, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. On these things. All these things is connected to Jesus, who he is. These declare his characteristics, his attributes. We ought to be thinking on these things. If we are not operating in this at this realm, or this level, however you want to see it, if we are not operating at this realm, we ought to just sit down. Ask God to come in and do a revamping of our soul. Ask God to restore us. God, I ask you to restore me, renew me from the inside. There's some things that are stopping me, that hindering me, that's not allowing me to flow in the way that you want me to flow. God, I need you to come on in. Cry out. He said, I hear your cry. David said, hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my plea. Attend unto my prayer. He said, from the depths of the earth, I cry out to thee. David said so. Glory to God, you have to cry out. Stop playing church and be the church. He says, these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. See, we got to set a standard. You and me, us, we, us, the people of God, leaders. We have to set a standard, a spiritual standard for the church. If the head is corrupt, the whole house will, the whole body will become corrupt. We have a president in our country that's corrupt. Satan is leading him like a yo-yo. And everything that's evil, he wants to put out. And what you see happening in the country. Corruption everywhere, from the corner store to the mall. Corruption is everywhere, to the malls. From the outhouse to the church house, corruption is everywhere because the head is corrupt. We, as the angels of the house of God, according to the book of Revelation, we have to set a standard. And the standard is not just talking, it's not just preaching. Because you can preach and sing, because you know preachers, they love you when you can sing and preach. They will look at you like you all down in a bag of chips in Pensacola. I see them right here in my state. Got folk that can sing and they can preach. But you know what? They have no compassion, Apostle. They don't have any compassion for the members. No love. They will hook up because they got cliques in the church. A lot of cliques. They'll get up with the one, and the clique that they're in, they're not like, they're laughing from cheek to cheek. They come with other people that don't belong to don't fit in the clique. They don't have no time for them. These are the same people that want to preach to the people. You can't preach to me if you can't talk to me. How you can't preach to me? I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear you. You don't have time for me when you get off that altar. I don't want to hear you because I don't fit up in the clique. I want to hear you. And this is what they do. Because people walk away. Because, you know, one man said, I was trying to talk to Sister So-and-so. My sister said, I tried to talk to her because I was going through some things with my husband, my fiance, and he wouldn't even talk to me. She looked at me like I wasn't even there. Ignore me. That's not what God called for. But the people that's in the clique, she went, oh, hey, Sister So-and-so want to talk to Brother So-and-so. They want to talk to them because they're in the clique. Paul says, he says, these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. See, and you see, what are you seeing in your pastor, your leader, your bishop, your apostle, your evangelist, your teacher? What are you seeing? He says, the things you see in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. See, your leader is falling in the footprints of Jesus Christ. You're going to fall in them. See, if your leader is preaching against sin, you're not going to want to sin. And if you even try to sin, it's going to convict you from your head to your toe. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit going to come up inside of you and going to begin to talk. You go to John chapter 14. The Holy Spirit going to come up inside your belly and you're going to be convinced, no, I can't do that. I want to do it. Paul said so. Every time I want to do good, even his presence, it's going to show up. But the Holy Spirit, the convictor, who God said, Jesus said, will bring all things to your remembrance. Everything that I've told you, everything I've shown you, he's going to bring back to you. This is why we've got to study this word. John chapter 14 and 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This is not the time to be afraid. This is a time to be bold in the things of God. Hallelujah. This is not time to put down people, but this is the time to pull people up. Pull them up with the Spirit of God that's inside your belly. Allow them to see, experience the love that God has poured into your heart. You know the truth. Tell them the truth. They may not want to hear the truth because Satan has blinded in their eyes. Their minds are closed off to truth. But you have the key to open their mind. The key is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They'll say, I'm not going to talk to them because they don't want Christ. You didn't always want him. I didn't always want him. And somebody keep on praying. Go to 2 Corinthians. Somebody keep praying for me. 2 Corinthians. Let's start at verse chapter 4, part of verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint now. We don't give up. We're going to continue to preach and teach the gospel. We're going to continue to tell you about the love of Jesus Christ, the mercy of Jesus Christ, the compassion of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. When you repent, it's available. We're going to continue to tell you. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Here we come into this ministry of reconciliation. And the spread of dishonesty we had to leave outside the door. Why? Because he is changing us. When we came into the house, we still had some stuff. All didn't leave the same time. So the more we come, and he says, no, he says, well, I'm a minister. The pastor make a altar call. He said, I had to go to the altar call because I'm a minister. All of us got some flaws. Every single one of us, I don't care if you got the prophetic anointing, if you're an apostle, if you're a bishop, if you're an evangelist, if you're a pastor, you're a teacher, all of us still have some flaws. We don't do all the things that we used to do before, but some of the things still come up in our thought pattern. This is why Paul said you had to renew your mind. You had to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You had to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is the original purpose. You got to do that. Hallelujah. Allow him to change you. Man, if I had a church and that thing hit me, I said, oh, I got to go to the altar. I got to go. Somebody might say, why the apostle God? No, I'm going because I want to be changed. I want to be renewed. I want to be restored from the inside out. I don't want to be a dressed up garbage can. No, I want to come to the altar so that the word of God, the spirit of God can clean up the crevices of my heart that nobody can see but he. He sees all. So, Bishop dressed so fine. Oh, Vanessa dressed nice. Oh, she looked nice. Oh, she's always looking nice. But what about her heart? What about his heart? You get up there like God can't see. You're too puffed up. And God said, come to the altar, son. Come to the altar, daughter. This is why you have so many preachers are messing up. How can a preacher take up a gun and kill his wife? And he's a prophet reaching thousands of people all over the world. And everybody's lost in a maze. I can't believe he would do that. This happened in Florida. How can you do that? One Florida, one pastor over in Idaho or somewhere over there came from work. He was the elder in the church, closest person to the pastor. He was close. He and the pastor was tight. And he goes home and take his wife out into the field walking and kill her wife. His wife stabbed her 1,000 times, about 1,000 times. Said the stabbed her so much time they couldn't believe that a man would do this to his wife, and he's in the church. Why? Because he got flaws. And we have to take those flaws to the altar. This is where we get rid of the flaws. This I'm talking about, I'm willing to change. What about you? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to take those little things that in the crevices of your heart that nobody else, no other preacher know about, and leave it at the altar because you say, I've got some things going on. I get upset with my wife from time to time. My wife get upset with me from time to time, so we take it to the altar. We bow at the altar and ask God, you don't know, I don't know, but we take it to the altar to God, search me, fix me, Lord. Not my wife, fix me. Not my husband, fix me, Lord, so I can be a better worker in the kingdom. He says, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness. See, these people are full of tricks. Nor handling the word of God deceitfully. See, they use the word to meet their needs. Telling you what you want to hear, not what you want to hear. Not what you need to hear. Telling you what they want you to hear, what you want to hear, but not what you need to hear. That's what they do. So Paul said, he said, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commanding ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. See, when you're living and teaching the truth, everybody gonna bear witness. They're going to say, oh, man, you know that man. I know he's been through some things. I know he was in the crack house, the whole house, but I could see how God is changing her, how God is changing him. I could see that God is doing a work. See, the truth was matter of fact. I could see God is doing a work in him, in her. He says, but if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Some folk are lost. They're lost in sin. And they would not even give the gospel the opportunity to reach their heart because sin has overcome them. Listen to what he says. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. What did we read? Remember what we start with? Do you remember the scripture we start with? Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2 of the NLT. He says, and so there, brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. Your body. That means your body and your mind. He says, the kind he will find acceptable. See, so we have to think. We have to go back into our think pattern. Go back into our thoughts. Look at ourselves. Examine our own hearts. Instead of trying to examine the apostle's heart, the bishop's heart, the evangelist's heart, the prophet, the teacher. Look at ourselves. Let's examine ourselves. We're not perfect. We know some scripture from Genesis to Revelation. We know how to parallel the scriptures, how to line them up that they come out sounding eloquent. But let's look at our hearts. Because when all is said and done, what he's looking at is the heart of man, the heart of woman. Not the word that come off their tongue. The donkey talk. When the man of God was rejecting what God was saying, the donkeys had to speak to him. The angel was standing at the end of the path, ready to kill him. And if possible, kill the donkey too. But the donkey had a question put to the wall. Balaam, you know the scripture. He says, let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God shall shine unto them. Satan blinded the minds. This is why we have to preach the scriptures and show them that they have to be renewed in the mind. They have to be transformed by the renewal of their minds. We are going places. So I can't stand these preachers anymore. I can't be with them anymore, but you still have the same mind. Until our minds are changed, it don't matter where we go, we're taking the same mindset. So I'm not going to the Baptist church anymore. I don't like them. I'm not going to the Episcopal church anymore. I'm not going over there anymore. But guess what? You still have the same stinking thinking, the same slimy thoughts. Your mind is still the same way. And until you get your mind changed, no change is going to happen. No change is going to take place. Go to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. No change is going to happen in us until we allow the Holy Spirit to come on in and do the work in us that needs to be done. Because we can't do it. If we could have done it, we'd have done it a long time ago. Hallelujah. Took me a long time to get off of crack cocaine, I'll tell you the truth. Took me a long time to get off. And that didn't happen until I called the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I told him I was sick and tired of being sick and tired of living the life that I was living. Not knowing that God all that time, Mama had prayed for me when I was a little boy. When I was a little boy, my mama couldn't read all right, but she knew how to pray. You know, she didn't have the opportunity to go to school when she was a little girl because the British was running the country. All the Caribbean islands was under the British. And they keep you as a slave. You raise their kids, take care of their kids while the bosses run their big companies. She didn't know how to read, but she heard the radio. We had one radio station, a radio called Radio Fusion. We had one radio station. And if my mother here, Oral Roberts, was the one that used to come through at that time as a little boy. And Oral Roberts would come on every Sunday morning, sometime in the week, he'd come on for half an hour. My mama would sit right by that radio. And it was a little box that on the wall, and it hang on the wall. And he had a little chain in the back, and it would hang it up on a nail or a screw. And the wire went out the wall and went and to the telephone pole. You know, and they had a cable that come from all the way down Bridgetown, all the way from the station. And she would listen to the gospel. Oral Roberts, I know it was Oral Roberts. I can remember like now. And Mama, and she would listen to the worship music. My mama could sing the worship music word for word. And she could rehearse the scriptures word for word. And I could hear my mama praying for her children. At that time, I was smoking a lot of marijuana and drinking vodka and gin and everything. I was doing a lot of stuff. I was singing in the band and all this stuff. You know, running wild. Never know that mom was praying for God to save her son. I should go to Sunday school, but I was going because all of my other siblings, my niece and nephews, their family was better than us, was doing better than our family were doing. Because my father was an alcoholic. He didn't take care of us. Mama was working the job to raise us. And she would just put me, give me a white shirt, then learn how to tie a tie till I was a grown-up man. And my mama would buy those little clip-on ties and clip on my collar and make me look presentable when I went to Sunday school. I was going to church. You know, went to a midweek service and all the services that they had, I was going because my nephews and my cousins and all them so we were going, they were going to the church. But I was going because I want Mama to be happy. The least that she wanted is that I would go. I was the only one in the family who was going to church. I was going. And I was the one that could really read well. And never thought that God would take me out of the Mary Claire and change my life. Because when I came here and got into cocaine and all that stuff with the Kennedys and the McGoverns and all them people in the government, the kids was connected.
And then God delivered me. He did this. Changed my life. He's still working on it. In Isaiah chapter 55, the rain and snow comes down from the heaven. Verse 10. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 13. And stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to do. And it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtle will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. There will be an everlasting sign, power, and love. Hear what Isaiah is saying. This is why we got to allow him to change us. Because he makes all things new. This is what our Lord and Savior does. He makes all things new. Glory to God. When we put them in the Master's hand, every broken piece, he makes them whole. This is what it's about. Isaiah chapter 41. Glory to God. Don't try to figure how things are going to work. Don't try to make things complicated. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Listen to what Isaiah is saying. He don't allow people to cause you to become afraid. Don't be moved by what they're saying. If it's not of God, leave it alone. God is your protector. Isaiah says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. See all your angry enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. Anyone who oppresses you will die and come to nothing. You will look in vain for those who try to conquer you. Those who attack you will come to nothing. Do you hear what God is saying? Why are you going to be afraid? Why are you worried? Why are you depressed? God is saying to trust him. He's changing your life for better. You're saying, but I don't see that yet. No, it's happening. You don't have to see it right now, but it's happening. Hallelujah. He says, for I hold you by my right hand. I, the Lord, your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Do you hear what God is saying? We can't see him, but he's there. You're crying out. The doctor says, I was listening to one of my brothers from Bahamas, Bishop Herschel, and he was saying that how he had, listen to what he says. We're going to Isaiah chapter 59. Let's get there first, and then we tell you the story. He says that he went in the hospital for checkup. They discover he had lung cancer and kidney cancer, two different types of cancer. He had several surgeries and all types of chemotherapy. And they said the doctor gave him 6 months to live. Told him after 6 months, you'll be gone
out of this world. Well, the church all over the world began to pray for this man. And I remember when he had to put this stuff on Facebook, requesting prayer. His wife put it on Facebook. He was in the hospital. People were going there and praying for him. It's been 3 years, three or four years now, that he was totally cancer-free. God says, don't be afraid. This is what he says. Don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. Do you hear what he says? He said, I will be there for you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. This is what God says. Here in the book of Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, NLT. In the West, people will respect the name of the Lord. In the East, they will glorify him, for he will come like a raging flood tide, driven by the breath of the Lord. The Redeemer, verse 20, will come to Jerusalem to buy back those in Israel who have turned from their sins, says the Lord. Verse 21, final verse. And this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit will not leave them, neither will these words I have given you. They will be on your lips and on the lips of your children and your children's children forever. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is why we got to tell our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren about the Lord. We get them a computer. We get them a cell phone. I'm looking at some kids. I got one more scripture to give. I was looking at some kids on the internet in a carbine. And these little kids looked like they were 5 and 6, maybe younger. And each of them had a cell phone. They were playing some kind of games on the phone. Every one of them had, I best believe, had the individual game they were playing. And I was thinking about it, that when I was that age, I didn't have no cell phone. I didn't have no little radio. I didn't have no little watch. I had what we call a roller. A roller was a wheel from a bicycle that had a slight bent or something and a little dent in the rim, so whoever had the bicycle couldn't, it would make the bicycle wobble, so to get rid of it. And we would take that wheel, everybody would have a wheel, the boys, and we would have a stick, and we put a stick in the track and we roll it, and that was like a toy we were playing with. Today, soon as the parents get some money, they buy the kids a cell phone, and the kids are on their own. The parents got their cell phone. They're on their cell phone. The kids on their cell phone. Nobody's learning anything about life. Nobody's learning anything about Jesus. This is why we have so many crimes today. Kids killing kids, kids killing parents, parents killing kids, because they don't know about the love of Christ. We have to take time. All over the world, not just here in America, we have to take time and teach our kids about love, about life, compassion for one another. Got to take time out. Here in Isaiah chapter 54, you know the scripture? It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I'm willing to change. What about you? If you're not moving closer to your dreams, you may not be tenacious enough to your pursuit of it. And the key to greater tenacity is not necessarily working harder at the same things, but being willing to change. Change what? your thinking? Are you convinced you can't succeed? Do you describe yourself and what you're doing in negative terms? Are you afraid to get started because conditions aren't favorable? If so, you need to change your mindset to break the cycle of negative thinking. Your perspective. Do you have a short-term mindset? Are you expecting success in days, weeks, or months? The greater your assignment, the longer it likely to take. So recalculate your expectations and create a more reasonable timetable for yourself. Otherwise, you'll live in frustration and defeat. That's not God's will for you. Paul desired was to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Change is not always easy, but sometimes it is necessary. Start using what you have. Stop looking for others for your answers. God, Jesus got your answer. So seek him where he can be found. James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives without reproach. You can always trust God. He will never fail you. We need change. We need change in this lifestyle, in this life that we're living. We need change in our communities. We need change in the neighborhoods. We need change in the country. We need change in the government. Hallelujah. We need change all over the world. We need change. We're not going to get where we need to get if we continue walking in the same path. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. Thank you for what you have given us. You have allowed us to hear from you this morning. Father, you have allowed us to look into the throne room as John looked in the spirit. And we thank you, Father God, that you allow us to see that we are people that need to be changed. Lord, we need to meet the standard that you have set for us. We ask, Father God, that you would continue to fill us, continue to watch over us, continue to lead us and guide us, O God. Help us to be compassionate, O God. Help us to be loving. Help us to be merciful. Help us, O God, to be forgiving, O God. Help us, O God, to be willing to help each other, not to push each other down. Help us to get out of that crab mentality, that crab mindset and crab in a bucket mentality. Lord, we ask you today in the name of Jesus, the name that's above all names, O God, that, Father, that you don't give us what we deserve, but give us what we need. Lord, we need more of your wisdom, more of your leading, O God. We pray, Father God, for the church in general. Father God, that you continue to enter in. And God, help the pastors, the angels of the house, of your house, O God, to see and hear truth, O God, that they spend more time in fasting and praying, seeking your face and not your hand. O God, we pray today that men and women that are teaching and preaching will have a greater mindset, a greater heart for souls, O God, instead of the lucre. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you remove the spirit of deception out of the church, oh God. Oh God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you protect our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Oh God, protect them from the pedophiles. Oh God, we ask, oh God, do you help the minds, open the minds, eyes of the children, that they would be adherence and to their parents, that they would hear, oh God, that they would follow the leading of their parents, as their parents hear from heaven. We pray today, Lord God, that you arrest cause the sex traffickers and the human traffickers, oh God, the organ traffickers to be arrested and put away out of their sin. Lord, we pray today in the name of Jesus for you to touch the President of the United States of America, the Vice President, the Congress, every branch of the Congress. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you touch the governors Yes, Father God, that you touch the Supreme Court Justice Department. Father, we are asking you right now in the name of Jesus that you touch the police department, oh God. Lord, remove the bad apples out of the police department, those that only want to abuse the people, oh God, that is not like them. Lord, we pray today in the name of Jesus that you protect the firefighters that go into the buildings, oh God, to bring out even a puppy, even a cat, even a parakeet, or bring out some old person in a wheelchair to put their lives at risk, oh God, to save, oh God, those that are in danger. Oh God, we pray today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the teachers, Lord God, even those that are trying to, the ones that are trying to go the way of the left or the woke. Lord, we ask you to touch them, oh God, that they will stop, oh God, stop teaching our children the way of death, oh God, speaking, bringing along the drag queens and homosexuals to come into our schools and teach our children that filth. Lord, we pray today in the name of Jesus that you begin to arrest these government officers, these leaders that we have that are, oh God, that using this satanic agenda, oh God, to destroy the United States of America. Father, we ask you to let the people arise. Let the people arise, oh God, with righteousness. Arise, oh God, with holiness. Let them arise, oh God, with the things of God, Father God. We ask you, oh God, to bring, oh God, bring judgment, Lord God. Release the wrath of God upon the nation that they might see that they will run to the house of the Lord and say, what must I do to be saved? Father, we pray today, Lord, we don't want to become totally destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah, but Lord, we ask you to save us. Save us like Nineveh. Save us like you saved Nineveh. Oh God, you sent, oh God, Jonah down there. He didn't want to go, but eventually went. Oh God, I'll go into a big fish belly and come back. He was spewed out on Nineveh, Lord, and he preached that word. Lord, we pray today in the name of Jesus for restoration of the United States of America. Not only the United States of America, but restore Africa, restore India, restore China, Japan, oh God, Afghanistan, Iraq and Iran, Syria, Germany, France, oh God, oh God. London, England, all over Europe, God, restore the Philippine Islands, the Fiji Islands, oh, the Caribbean Islands, oh, Brazil. Oh, God, we pray, God, yes, Lord, Belize, Lord, God, we are praying right now in the Canada, yes, Lord, God, we're praying, yes, Lord, that you touch the nations, oh, God, all over the world, every continent. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, that you begin to release a revival, that people begin to get a burning in their hearts to seek your face, oh, God, and not your hand. We pray today, Lord God, that you arrest every preacher, every teacher, oh, God, that is only have a mindset to seek to get more money. The more they get, the more they want. But, Lord, arrest them that they get a heart for souls, God. You said you will provide their needs, all of our needs, according to your riches and glory. So let them know that and trust the Lord. Whatever I need, God is going to supply for me, but I have to fulfill the assignment. I have to go after souls. I have to tell them about the love of Jesus. I have to tell them about the blood that he shed at Calvary. I have to tell them about how he was nailed to the cross. Oh, God, how he was crowned with thorns, how his flesh was even torn with a whip. Oh, God, Lord, it tore his flesh and the blood came out. Oh, Father God, that he didn't even say a mumbling word, but he went as a sheep to the slaughter for mankind. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus that you release the spirit of forgiveness in the earth, oh God, the spirit of repentance in the earth, oh God. We are praying today in the name of Jesus for Pastor Stewart, Pastor Joy Stewart. We pray for their ministry. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you begin to, oh God, let the fire of God come in the ministry. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you, oh God, rekindle the fire in the ministry. Let it begin to burn bright and clear. Oh God, that even the young people, catch on fire in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let them catch on fire. Begin to run. Begin to talk. Begin to shout. Begin to sing. Begin to dance for the Lord like David danced. Father, we praying, oh God, for Apostle Linda Washington, Pastor Bishop James Washington. God, we pray for their ministry. We pray, oh God, that you ignite their souls. Oh God, ignite their fire. Oh Father, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen Bishop, oh God. We thank you for healing his eyes, oh God, healing his COPD. We pray, we thank you for, oh God, for letting his feet go down, the swelling of his feet, oh God, the sending it down, oh God, decreasing the swelling. God, we thank you even for strengthening the Apostle Linda Washington's eyes, oh God. We thank you for healing her eyes, healing her knees, her back, Lord God, every bone, every ligament in her body. God, we thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus, watching over her children, her grandchildren, oh God, her daughter who is a teacher, Lord, Sienna. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for keeping her. secure in her business, in her job. Lord, we thank you for her sons, Lord God. We ask, oh God, that you protect them against all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, we pray for Prophetess Apostle Millie Jefferson. I thank you, God, for keeping her sister on this side of the grave and her brother-in-law and her daughter, her son, grandson. Lord, everything that concerns her, Lord, we ask you for to perfect it according to your word. We ask you to heal her body. Heal her body, oh God, from all the ailments that she suffered, oh God. Lord, the chest pain, the belly pain, the back pain, the neck pain, the head pain, the eye pain, all the pains that she suffered, Lord. We lay the infirmities of her body before the cross. Oh God, we lay them at the foot of the cross. Lord, we ask you to let the blood that never lost its first estate drip on her infirmities and heal her. Lord, we declare, oh God, that you are the healer. God, we pray for Mother Grant, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to touch her, Lord God. We ask, oh God, to cause her diabetes to completely be eliminated, oh God, by your precious blood. Father, we pray for her children and grandchildren, oh God, her sons and daughters. Oh God, we pray for everything that concerns her. Keep Sean as he is still locked up, her grandson. Oh God, we ask, God, that you open his wisdom eye, that he might hear, oh God, when the chaplain comes to teach and preach the gospel, and that the gospel might grip his heart, that change his life, that he don't have to make the prison a revolving door. Father, we pray for my son, Benjamin. Lord God, we ask you to keep him safe and secure from all hurt, harm, and danger for his family, my granddaughter, his wife. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for every one of my grandchildren and great-grandchildren in Georgia. We pray for them, Lord God. We ask that you keep them safe and secure, protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, and God, draw them to you. Draw them to you that they might know the precious love and the precious, oh God, gift of salvation through the Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Father, we pray for Evangelist Sheila, Lord God. We pray, God, we talked to her the other day on the phone for a long time, and Lord, we pray that you keep her safe. Lord God, California is going upside down, but many people are getting saved. Oh, over 4,000 people were just baptized at the ocean, oh God, in California. Over 4,000 people, they say, but the man said, the pastor said, they said 4,000, but they think it's about 8,000 people. They said they were baptizing for a whole day. They could not get out. Oh God, nighttime caught them when they were still baptizing. Father, we pray right now, God, that you, oh God, that you restore California. Lord, remove that satanic agenda that's in the city, Lord God, and let the warriors rise up. Rise up the warriors, oh God, the clarion ones, the ones with the clarion voice, oh God, that are not afraid to sound out Jesus in the atmosphere, God. And Lord, bring deliverance, bring restoration all over this nation, God. Lord, we pray for Evangelist Darlene Campbell, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you keep her safe and protected wherever she is, whatever she's doing. We ask, Father God, that you watch her children and grandchildren, the boys that grew up in the church, oh God, and they love the Lord. We thank you for her daughters and granddaughters, Lord. We thank you, God, for the work that you're doing, for her sons that are in the course, God, in the service, Lord God. We pray for the keeping grace of Almighty God upon their lives. Father, we pray right now for Minister on their back, much, Lord. We pray for her daughters, her mother and brother and sisters, and we pray for her husband. Lord, we don't know what's going on with that trip. Lord, we know that he's supposed to be here, but Lord, we know that you're working it out, because all things happen according to your will, Father. We thank you right now. We thank you that she got another license in ministry, and we pray, Father God, that she'll do well. Oh, Father, keep her protected, Lord. We ask you to continue to heal her body. All the pain, the ailments that she is suffering, God, heal her body. Oh, God, bring out the inflammation out of her lungs and clear her lungs, Lord. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for Prophetess Jackie, Lord God. We ask, oh God, that you make a way for her where it seems to be no way. Open the doors that are closed and close the doors that need to be closed. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the work that you're doing in her life, in her ministry. Lord, we pray for Apostle LeGrant, Lord God, and we pray for Evangelist Curtis and Blanche and all those that are on the church in the upper room. Lord, we pray today in the name of Jesus, church. Oh, God, we pray for Pastor Brown and Evangelist Brown. Lord, we thank you, God, for what they're doing in their ministry on Facebook Live. God, we pray, Father God, that you add to their ministry and their home, where their church is in their home. Lord, bring people, oh, God, to the sanctuary there. Oh, God, that they would come and hear a sound word, a sound doctrine from you, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you continue to enlighten Pastor Brown to your word and Evangelist Brown, Lord. Open the pages to them that they will see and hear and receive, oh God. We pray today in the name of Jesus, Father God, for prophetess Cheryl, oh God, Kersey, oh God, and minister Jones. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, for their families. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, for their ministry. We pray, Father God, for you give them a ministry eyes to see and hear. Oh, God, feet to walk in ministry, hands to touch in ministry. We pray, Father God, that you begin to meet their needs. Oh, God, according to your riches and glory, protect their children, oh, God, and grandchildren. Oh, pray today in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you begin to stir up the gifts in them. Oh, Father God, that they go forth, oh, God, and begin to reach souls, lost souls, oh, God, Lord God. Preach for souls, oh God, Lord God. Lord, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, Lord God, that you begin to stir up her, stir up the anointing, stir up the anointing in this earth realm, oh God. We pray, Father God. God, we don't want to see people go into the grave not knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior. So, Father, we ask you to stir up the anointing in the earth. Let the oil that comes down Aaron's beard, oh God, be in the earth realm, that people begin to be changed, to be transformed, to be renewed. And, Father God, we'll be so careful to give you glory, all the glory and honor. Lord, we thank you, Brother Deacon Fraser and Mary Fraser, Lord God, for his father. Lord, we thank you for his ministry. We thank you for what you're doing in his life, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you continue to soothe his heart. Oh God, mend his heart where it's been broken, oh God. Heal his body, heal his mind, oh God. Lord, allow him to trust, oh God. Allow him to trust you even more, God. Let him to depend on you. Allow him to put Satan aside and, oh God, continue to look at you, God. Satan has no power, no dominion over him. We declare and decree, God, that he is your son. He is your son called by your name, anointed and washed in your blood. And Father, we ask you to protect Nancy. Oh God, we pray, Father God, you protect Nancy, my wife. Lord, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you keep her holy. Oh God, keep her pure, Lord God. We ask for my granddaughter, Samara, that's with me, Lord God. God, you keep her safe and secure as she go back to work and she look for a job in her field as she graduated in. We pray for my daughter, my granddaughter, Simone. Lord God, we pray, Father, for healing for her. Lord, heal her lungs. She has a flare of asthma. But we remember, Lord God, many years ago when I prayed and anointed my son asthma. And Lord God, Lord, some of my family had asthma, but it bypassed me. One of my brothers, had asthma, and he died. But my son got it. And then, Lord, we prayed for him and anointed him. And, Lord, you heal him. So, Father, we are laying spiritual hands on my granddaughter, Simone, right now. And we ask you, God, to heal her lungs, oh God. Heal her lungs right now, God. We ask, Father God, to remove that virus out of her lungs. Take it out of her lungs that she no longer suffer, oh God, from asthma. And Lord, we declare and decree that she is healed by your stripes, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone out there today in this computer land, if you're out there today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, and whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. If you just call upon his name right now, right where you are, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him shall not be that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah to God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for the word of God. The Bible says that God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God sent his son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible also says in John chapter 3 and 19 that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Their deeds, hallelujah, everything they do, hallelujah, glory to God. You know that evil begins at a very high level when the sun goes down. Evil, hallelujah. So men love darkness rather than evil, rather than light, because their deeds were evil. The Bible says that, glory to God, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3 and 23. All have sinned. That means you are us have sinned. And some people are still sinning. We still have the sin nature. I want you to know that. Paul said that. We still have this sin nature. It's in our flesh. Plus, Paul said, in his flesh dwells no good thing. Hallelujah. So, you know, even though you're preaching and teaching, this flesh that you're walking around in, it's still got that stuff, lust. The lust of the flesh is in the flesh. The lust of the eye is in the flesh. The pride of life is in the flesh. So you got to understand this. There's nothing that you may not be sinning. You may not be are habitually sinning, but sin is in your flesh. Hallelujah. And the devil wants to prick your flesh to make you sin. He don't want you to walk righteously. He don't want you to walk holy. He wants you to sin. This is what he's called to do. He has come. He came down here with great vengeance. Hallelujah. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's Romans 6:23. The Bible says in Romans 8:5-8 that God commended his love towards us that while we were yet sinning, oh, Christ died for us. God commanded. God gave his love for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He sent his son to die on the cross. Hallelujah. For by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I want you to understand this. This gift that we're talking about came directly from God through his son, Jesus Christ. You cannot be saved without Jesus. Some people are saying that there are many ways to salvation to the Father, but I want to tell you there's only one way. That way is Jesus. If you reject him, you'll be lost. You'll be forever lost, and you will experience that second death that John talked about in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm standing at the door knocking, and if you would open the door today, wherever you are, whatever nation or country you're in, if you would open the door and let him in, he would come in and sup with you. Do you hear me today? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. Jesus did not say he was one of the ways. He said he is the way. That means he is the only way. So if you want him, you have to call out to him. You must accept Jesus as your only Savior. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Acts 16:31. Jesus said he's coming quickly. Revelations 22:7. He says he's coming quickly. Because why? He's coming for his church. But if you want to be his church or part of the church, you're going to have to submit your way and your will to him. You're going to have to give your life to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are crying out each day on this here line. We are not doing a prayer of perfection. We are doing what the Lord says. Because none of us are perfect, but we're doing the word and hoping that when you hear the word, that you will submit and commit and give your life to God. Make a decision to be obedient to the word and follow what he commands us. The Bible says in Acts 2:38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. That means a crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And faith came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common. They had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, and to every man, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Today, if you don't know Jesus, the Bible says neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the one that we must be saved in his name. The Bible says at his name every knee shall bow
And every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, I would advise you to take this opportunity to invite him in your heart. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, not even to me. I thought about those people, men, women, boys, and girls, that lost their lives, some going to work, some coming from work, some going out to have a good time with their family on that train in India. Hundreds of people, not six people, not eight people, hundreds of people lost their lives in one moment. I thought about them and I was saying, I wonder if they were saved. How many of them were saved and how many were not saved? All that thing was going through my mind. Today, you all that can hear me out there in computer land, if you are not saved, this is your opportunity to be saved. Hear me. This is your opportunity to be saved. You can't say, you may say, well, I'll wait for the next 2 or 3 years when I get a little older to be saved. 2 or 3 years. The next hour, the next 2 hours, the next day, not promised to you. While the door is open, I invite you to come on in. Come on in and allow Jesus to do for you what no one else can do. He's the only one that can save your soul. The first thing you have to do is repent. And repentance simply means you have to turn away from your lifestyle of sin. Some people say, well, it's very difficult to do that. Well, it may be difficult to stop doing this and stop doing that. But everything that you need to do is available. You're able to do it by the help of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I can't continue to do this on my own. But with Jesus' help, the help of the Holy Ghost, I can do it. Surely I can do it. And you can do the same. You know, we can't do a lot of things we can't do on our own. But with the help of the Holy Ghost, I know people say, well, I can't stop drinking. I never thought I could stop drinking. I never thought I could stop smoking. I never thought I could stop going to happy hour. Yeah. Now, you know, they had done away with the happy hour in our state, in the state of Massachusetts. We had it. It was a big thing here. You know, people can't wait to get home to go to happy hour because the drinks was less than a dollar. The drinks were like 50 cents or 75 cents or less. Happy hour. After happy hour, you get 1 hour. They call it happy hour. And after happy hour, it goes back to the regular price. So people would go to the bars in the evening. The bars will be filled. People go to the bars in the evening, and they will buy so many drinks because they know by the time a happy hour is over, the drinks going to triple or quadruple the price. Well, I never thought I could overcome all that, but Jesus did it. And today, you may be seeing yourself, well, I love enjoying the nightclubs, and I like doing this, I love doing it, but how am I going to stop? My buddies, my girlfriends, my schoolmates, they still like the nightlife. How am I going to stop? Well, it's attainable. You can stop by the help of the Holy Ghost. You can accomplish what he wants to accomplish through you by allowing him to take control of your heart. Do you hear me today? If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right where you are, call out to him. Ask him. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to have mercy on you. Say, Lord Jesus, I heard the word today, and I believe what the word says pertaining to salvation, to life everlasting. I denounce Satan and all of his agents and the world system, all that it stands for, Lord Jesus. I denounce it right now. And I'm coming to you, my Father, with great expectations, knowing that the blood of Jesus still works. And I believe, Father, that when I call unto you in the name of Jesus, that you hear me and that you would answer me. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, that he was crucified, and that he was buried in a borrowed tomb. And all this happened because of my sin. And I believe that if I was the only one on the earth, Father, that you would have still sent Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I ask you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, to forgive me my sins, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. You see all the stuff I'm saying. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Make me whole, Jesus. Make me a child of the Father. I thank you for all that you have done at Calvary for me and for the world. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior and my soon coming King. Come into my heart. Enter now, Jesus, and live on the throne of my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. If you just said that on common prayer that I just said, and you believe in your heart, excuse me, you have just received the gift of salvation. And now you need to get a Bible, one of your choice. There are many Bibles out there you can get, all kinds. You may not have the money, but if you have a cell phone or a computer, yes, I said you may not have the money to go purchase one right now. A good Bible. I mean, I said good Bible. There's, you know, there's a lot of, you can get a cheap Bible, a Gideon Bible, or you get a Amplified, the NLT, New Living Translation, or the American Standard Bible, English Standard. There's a lot of different Amplified. But you may not have the funds to buy one now, but you can go on the Internet, and you can download a Bible. So you can have a Bible that you can follow on as the preacher's preaching till you get a hard copy. Understand? And study the Bible. Study from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Book of Acts. And you can start from Genesis, however the Holy Spirit leads you. But study the Word. Study means to go over and over and over. Read is just, I go over the page and that's it. But when you study, you're going over and over until it begins to lodge in your heart. You hear me today? And once you get in there, then you can always regurgitate the word. The word will come back up in your mind, in your spirit, so you can begin to tell somebody about the word of God, the word that God has placed in your heart. Then after you get that, you want to call up a pastor, preacher, teacher. Look for a pastor, preacher, teacher that know how to baptize you according to Acts 2:38 in Jesus' name. And you know, sometimes you'll have confliction with some preachers that you say, well, we baptize according to Matthew chapter 28:18, 19, and 20. You know, they say that, which the verse is 19. And they want to say, well, we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, don't argue with the pastor. They say, well, we baptize, don't get adamant. They say, well, my pastor told, the preacher told me I got to get baptized in Jesus' name. If you can't, no, don't argue with them, because the reason why, you know, the pastor may resign, they may fire the pastor, dismiss him from the church, because it happens all the time. Just had a big thing going on in New York with some pastor that they gave him the oust him from the church because of his lifestyle. So So they had to get a new pastor. So they may call you back 5-10 years from now. Yeah, the pastor may leave or may sick, die or whatever, and they need a pastor, but they heard you preaching and teaching and know you was baptized at that church. They say, what a better person be. He was baptized here. She was baptized here. Why don't we give her a chance to be the pastor? Give him a chance to be the pastor, intern pastor, and you go back. So don't fuss at the pastor. If they don't baptize in Jesus' name, look for a pastor who will baptize you according to Acts 2:38 in Jesus' name. But before you get baptized, call your family members, those that you have relationship with that will come. Invite your family members, invite your friends, your co-workers, even your enemies, because you want them to know that you have taken the initiative to walk in the newness of life by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, when you're going down in that water, we call it the liquid grave. You are going down in what we call the liquid grave. And we say that you're leaving all the things that held you in captivity in this world. You're leaving in that liquid grave. And when you come out of that liquid grave, you're coming up into the righteousness of who Christ is in God. Find your church. Search for a church that's preaching and teaching the gospel. Everybody's not preaching and teaching the gospel. Some people is teaching a watered-down gospel that's about prosperity, name it and claim it, and you can be healed. And they're talking all that stuff, you know, but they're not telling you that everything is done in according to the will of God. Hallelujah. They're not telling you how to walk holy, how to live the life that pleases God. This is a life that you want. Somebody that will tell you about not to live a sinful lifestyle. And then after you get baptized, my friend, and you find that church, be a part of the church. I don't mean just go to church and sit down. You may say, well, I just got baptized. I've just been only studying the word for 2, 3, 4 months. No, but you still can do something. You can pick up the trash around the building. You can clean the bathroom. You can run the vacuum in the sanctuary if they have carpet floor. If not, you can still use the spray. The spray that clean down the pews and stuff and clean down the altar. You can do something. There's always something. Everybody in the house of the Lord should be doing some kind of job. If you're not working in church, you should be evangelizing, taking the tracks and going outside, telling the people on your job, at the grocery store, anywhere you go, tell them about Jesus. You're working. You don't have to go behind the altar and be the preacher, but you have to share the gospel. You have to tell him what he has done for you. That's what Paul said today in the word. He said, all that I had, all that I have been taught, I give to you. I have not cut short anything. He said, I spoke the same word to the Jews as I speak to the Greek, and vice versa. Lord bless you and keep you, all you that receive the gift of salvation, all you that will receive the gift of salvation later. We thank God for you. Thank God for Kersey. Prophetess Kersey was on the line with us. And thank God for Minister Jones. They were on the line with us, but they got off. Jones is probably out there working. And we had to send a condolence to the lady, that family that Prophetess Kersey was taking care of, in her home care. She crossed over to be with the Lord. And we pray for her family and all of those that are grieving, because that old lady was a woman that knew the Lord. And she lived to be a ripe old age. She gone home to be with the Lord. God bless you all. I know I say a lot today, as always, but the line is open if anyone wants to respond or could respond. If you're available, the line is open. And we'll give you some time to respond. No one responds, so we're going to pray and close out. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you for those that are on the line, those that came on and got off after the sermon is finished. We thank you that they heard the word, and we know that the word is going to come up in their spirit. They can't get away from it, can't run from it, can't hide from it, because it's your word. And now, Father, we pray as we leave this line, but never your presence, that we pray that your spirit will go with us as we leave this line. Father, we pray that you bless us in the city. You bless us in the field. Bless us when we come, O God. and bless us when we go. We pray, Father, that you continue to make us the head and not the tail, that you set us above and not beneath. Oh, God, that you would make us the lenders and not the borrowers. Oh, God, we pray today in the name of Jesus that your spirit would take control, oh, God. God, as we yield to you today, oh, God, and we are about to leave this line, but not your presence, oh, God. We pray, oh, Lord Jesus, that you would speak, continue to speak to us, that you will continue to lead us and guide us in all truth. Your word is true, oh, God. Lord, there's no richer, no sweeter word than your word, and we love your word. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for showing us, for loving us, oh, God, and everything, in spite of everything that goes on, Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, as we close out this line and close out this message today, we pray that you give us a word for tomorrow as the Lord say the same, speak to us. Our hearts are open and available for you. Only you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Bless those that heard the word today and bless those that would hear this word at a later date. It's only you, Jesus, that make the difference in our hearts. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you loved them, and Jesus is the only way. It may be the word that you speak today and somebody's ear gate that will make all the difference in their lives. It may stop someone from committing suicide. It may stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said to let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father that's in heaven. This is what Jesus says. That just means that his works, who he is, will be seen in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. It will be seen in your life because your lifestyle now would glorify him. So we're doing this work that honor Jesus. Hallelujah. The work that we do, honor him. We thank God for you. Have a blessed day, safe day. Remember that we love you, but Jesus loves you more. We love you, but Jesus loves you more. Have a blessed, safe day. We are going to go now and relax. All right? Bye-bye. Glory to God.